What about bread that you used to get from the store? What did they call it
baker's
then?
Baker's bread.
Baker's bread.
Light bread.
Light bread.
A baker's bread.
They ever call it anything else?
Papa, go to Augusta and bring me. Go to the baker in Augusta and bring back 6 loaves of bread.
His common expression for loaf bread was wasp's nest. Spongy, light, you know.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Wasp's nest.
Yeah. Then sometimes you make up a batter in the morning, and these things you fry on a griddle, usually. What do you call them?
Batter cakes.
Batter cakes.
That's one of them.
What are there other names for that you use? Oh, yeah.
Griddle.
No, batter cakes. Griddle cakes, hot cakes. Most people could just call them hot cakes.
Uh-huh. Mm. And if you're buying flour, if you buy it by the sack, let's say, you might say you're gonna buy 2 wad of flour. Talking about its weight, you're gonna buy 2
pounds of flour.
And then. For breakfast, usually, what else do you have?
I usually have coffee. It's getting too expensive to have.
Mama always had biscuits, hot biscuits for breakfast.
Uh-huh. And,
scrambled eggs. Eggs. Most any way you want to cook them.
If you take
and
some...
sausage.
Yeah.
And Mama made the sausage and stuffed it with the hog intestine.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that?
Uh-huh. The old days they...
stuffed it into the hog
intestine. Ooh, and that was the best stuff you ever tasted. She used the choice part of the pig. Some people today, I think, use pieces that aren't choice.
Mm-hmm.
But Mama used what she called the tenderloin and ground that up. Not much fat, but just good old lean meat.
For the sausage, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's unusual, I think.
Well, nobody else has ever tasted like Mama's.
I'll bet. What about if you take an egg and cook it in hot water?
Poached egg.
What about if it's not broken? Then you say it's a...
not broken.
Yeah, if you just take the egg and with the shell and everything in hot water.
Yeah. Okay.
You need to get on back, David?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is just take their car and take us home and then come back with your car and Paddock and Farmer.
Well, listen, if I could
go,
I could
take
drive
him
you
home.
Back, I could take you on home, and if you don't mind, could I take him home and come back and think?
Lot. A little over 2 acres.
That's what you keep here now, huh?
It back keeps
Mike,
us.
Do you know what this is?
Now what is that?
Speaking of antiques.
Well, that's... Uh-huh.
That's our mother.
Uh-huh.
Now look on the back and see if you can decide what it is.
Hmm. You know, I have no idea.
It's a watch holder.
Oh, I see. Sure.
Mama kept winding Papa's watch, and Daryl, our sister, found this at Williamsburg.
Uh-huh.
And she brought it to Mama to hold Papa's watch. The thing was so big it wouldn't go in there.